Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now in Major League Baseball, the Tigers do lead the Astros 3-0. Your first Major League Baseball wild card game. Royals play the Orioles at 4:08 p.m.
Can you name a Royal or an Oriole?
Oh, Bob Rushinsky. I got my two baseball names off earlier. Shohei and Mookie Betts.
I was trying to dig a little deeper and see if we can get anywhere else. Single Oriole or one single Royal?
Sanchez.
All right, what's the odds on
it's old favorite.
Yeah.
I can't. I still can't name a single Royal ever. And I'm not.
That's an amazing stat. He's not lying. He cannot name a Kansas City Royal ever.
What's the guy's name?
Including George Brett.
Right. I was gonna say George Bruce that punched the that kicked the catcher.
Kick the catcher.
The Mets and the Brewers play tonight at 5:32, and the Braves and Padres play at 8:38. I think we could all name a Met. We could all name a Brave. We could all name a Padre for sure.
Mets, Grimace.
Johannes.
That's right. Johan Grimace.
The shortstop. Johannes.
Johannesy. We get one Hennessy as I watch Grimace.
Braves, the big tooth white dude. MVP guy.
Cody Zeller.
Oh, the white dude with the big, big veneers. Oh.
Chipper Jones.
What's his name? His first and last name start with the same letter.
Is this our memorial to Pete Rose? We're displaying our baseball knowledge in honor of Pete Rose.
What's his name?
I don't know. I'm looking it up. I don't know. I don't know who you're talking about. The guy with
he's like an MVP guy
on the Braves. Chris Sale, the pitcher.
He used to play for the Braves.
I don't know. Marcell Zuna plays for the Braves. I know that. So,
oh, it's our guy.
Yeah. And then the Padres, Luis Arraez plays for the Padres. The Marlins traded Luis Arraez to the Padres. There you go. That is your Major League Baseball playoff preview, ladies and gentlemen.
Exposed.
Do any of you have in honor of Pete Rose passing? I know a lot of the conversation is going to be about whether Major League Baseball should lift his lifetime ban now and honor him. I don't know if either of you care.
Well, it expired.
Have a strong take.
His life is good. Like the lifetime ban, he fulfilled that requirement, so he should go into the hall quickly.
Guess, yeah.
Because it was for his life.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
That's over. So the lifetime ban has been fulfilled. It's completed.
Oh, but the reason he was suspended was for gambling, though, because he still gambled.
Right, and he got the most severe punishment, a lifetime ban. And now the lifetime is over with, so he should go right into the hall.
That's actually a good question.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's no question. The punishment is over. It wasn't lifetime and beyond ban.
Yeah, but you're still going to praise him? You're still going to memorialize him?
Yeah, it was the best hitter in baseball history.
That's true. Whatever you gamble on, that ball and that bat don't connect.
I mean, half the show that we talk about is gambling. I'm going to take some moral stand on Pete Rose because he gambled with a bookie. What do I care? I'm being honest. Like, what do I care?
I think I'm, Because the thought was that he's gambling and affecting games, gambling, so he
right.
can
win
games.
Right, but he did not. Like, it was always proven that when he gambled, first of all, he was the manager, and he always, if he gambled, I believe, on his team, it was always on his team, never against them. He was not a nice guy. Pete Rose was not a nice guy. I met him numerous times. He used to have a restaurant in Boca. Pete Rose Ballpark Cafe was on Glades Road. He had another one in Boynton Beach. He was a jock. You know what I mean? He was a jock.
Yeah.
But he was the best hitter in baseball.
I'm with you.
Would be weird, though. Like, oh, okay, he's fulfilled his lifetime ban. Now we have no problem with putting him
but
in the Hall of Fame.
But how's that weird? He served the punishment. It's weird if you don't now do what's right after he served the punishment. If you are sentenced to 20 years, the 20th year, the day comes, and then they go, okay, you can go home now. Brooksy, you know, Shawshank, you can go home, Brooks. You don't go, well, it would be weird to let you go home now because you've been here 20 years. Like, the sentence was lifetime ban. Lifetime over. Ban lifted.
If it was forever.
Correct.
I'm with Huck on this one. It says lifetime ban and there's no more life. So now you need to respect his on-field play.
Right.
Are you sure it was Pete Rose lifetime ban or lifetime of Major League Baseball?
Oh, well, that's a good point.
League lifetime? The league's lifetime?
Right. Or like life on our planet ban.
Like, he can't do anything forever. His name can't be anywhere for the history of time.
Seems a little extreme. I mean.
Well, I'll put a note into Rob Manfred's office. I'll see if they get back to me.
Please.
Your weather.
What about but the steroid guys?
Mm-hmm.
They should be punished way worse than Pete Rose should.
Right, because they were cheating.
They were actually, yeah. Like I said, my point was, if you're affecting the game, that's why it looks so bad, and that's why you get the lifetime ban. But
don't get me wrong. Against his own I don't. Team? Don't get me wrong. I don't think athletes should be able to bet on their sport because you do have the appearance of it affecting outcomes. So I don't like. I'm not for that. I think the punishment was probably more severe than it needed to be. And now the guy lived his entire life without going into the Hall of Fame where he absolutely belongs. But now, put him in there because the lifetime ban, in my opinion, is over. Now, if it is the lifetime of the league, there is another side.
The second Major League Baseball signed a legal partnership with FanDuel. Pete Rose should have just been let into the Hall of Fame, and they should have honored him while he was alive. It seems disingenuous to me. Now that he's passed, let's celebrate this guy. Like, they put out some bogus tweet yesterday honoring him. It just seems disingenuous to me. You're literally signing and making a profit because of people betting on your sport, and 45 years passed when this guy made a mistake and you didn't want to put him in the Hall of Fame. Now he died. Oh, let's commemorate him. Get out of here with that. Rob Manfred.
Oh, when rules change, you know, things change. But it's like
that's the thing. Like, Reggie Bush is going through it right now with Heisman and NIL stuff.
He's suing everybody, though. He's suing
rightfully
USC.
Rightfully so.
Suing USC, NCAA, the Pac-12. Like, he's suing everybody.
I'm suing NCAA and the ACC because I wasn't able to cash in on my NIL. When I was at WVUM, University of Miami radio station, 90.5 on your FM dial.
Hawk got arrested during the prohibition for selling alcohol.
But that's over now. You got to expunge my record.
What were those speakeasies like, Hawk? You remember any of the secret passcodes that you used to
they
get?
They were an easy place to speak.
Hawk was in there snapping.
Ha 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 ha!
just saying haikus.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy, but hot in South Florida. Tonight, your lows will be in the upper 70s. Gentlemen, that is your weather.
You know how bogus it is. I really believe this. 5 years from now, there's going to be like Pete Rose parlays available on FanDuel and stuff. Yeah, like that's how far I think it's going to swing to the other side, that we're going to laugh, you know. But remember, we used to not have any advertising on the Dasher boards in hockey, used to not have any advertising on the outdoor wall, on the outfield walls in baseball. Like, you couldn't even advertise the lottery when it came to sports. You couldn't have a partnership with the lottery because that was close enough to gambling. Like, so all this stuff, Ricky Williams, the marijuana stuff, like, you're telling me, like, we're not 5 years from marijuana sponsorships and partnerships, like, all this stuff, like, you kind of adjust as mores change.
And as, like you're saying, and as the story came out, like, do the research. If he wasn't affecting games by gambling, what does it matter? If you really know and can prove it, it doesn't matter. But I can say, what, Sosa, McGuire, and Bonds, they should have more heat than damn Pete Rose should have.
But even if he was, man, like, it was in 1981. The dude made a mistake.
That's the thing. Like, it's enough time already. Like, right. the Chicago Black Sox scandal. Okay. Like, we got it. At some point, the punishment has to end.
But the optics look bad.
Right, but it was in 1981. Like, I'm with you, Crowder. At the time, they felt like, hey, we have to send a message here.
And they did.
Which is what the NBA did with, what's his name, a couple months ago. Like, the dude was literally betting and impacting games. But Pete Rose was doing it as a manager. His playing career shouldn't be affected. Like, he should be in the Hall of Fame for his playing career.
Or give him 20 years. 20-year punishment.
Right.
Like that, I mean, this, you know, it's enough already.
I have a Pete Rose signed ball.
I swore to myself that we weren't having this conversation on the air today because everyone's doing it.
Yeah. But
that's it. That we're done with that.
That's on me.
Where's Crowder going?
I'm sorry. I genuinely wondered if either of you had a strong take on it. Oh, it's a Pete Rose signed baseball.
Look at that.
Wow. Yeah, there aren't many. There aren't too many of those around.
You can go to hell. That guy won it at an auction for like $18.
I could name people who don't have a Pete Rose autograph baseball. More difficult than people who do.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I shouldn't. What's the collectible guy name we have on?
Yeah, Sinbad. Probably. No. Probably don't need to get that appraised.
Is it a case? They got his name in gold.
Text a picture to Doug Plagans. Ask him, how much is this worth?
Yeah, do that. Go, hey, man, I don't want to capitalize on someone's passing, but how much do you think? I don't know if you've seen one of these. This is a legit Pete Rose autographed baseball.
Oh, y'all stole my thunder for the day.
That was Crowder's signing bonus with Fanatics.
Hey, Chan, we got this Pete Rose.
Ooh. Pick anything out of this room. It was like a carnival. Pick anything you want out of this room. There was a big oversized stuffed animal.
A basketball goal that hangs from the door.
With an autographed 8x10 Michael Rubin picture.
Ooh, baby, let me get that Pete Rose. Y'all can go to hell. I got excited for a second when I remember.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.